This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
In this real estate news brief for the week ending April 20th of 2024, you'll hear what the Fed chief said about higher for longer. Well, he didn't say that on 420, but that would have been funny. Why Moody's is offering an upbeat prediction about rate cuts, and how renters feel about home ownership. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. We begin with economic news from this past week, and more talk about what's next for interest rates. Fed Chief Jerome Powell spoke out last Tuesday, saying that recent data shows a lack of progress in reducing inflation to the Fed's 2% goal, and that Fed officials need to have more confidence that this is happening before they cut rates. He said that inflation declined significantly during the second half of last year, but he added, the recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence, and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence. He also said that if inflation continues at a higher level, that the central bank will maintain the short-term interest rate in the 5.25% to 5.5% range for as long as needed. Chicago's Federal Reserve Bank President, Austin Goolsbee, also commented about the situation. He's not a voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee for this year, but he says more sniffing is needed before the FOMC calls for a rate cut. His analogy has to do with dogs in a kennel who will sniff things out if they're unclear about what's happening. Just last month, he predicted 3 rate cuts of a quarter point each in 2024. He's still hopeful that we'll see enough improvement on inflation in the coming months for a rate cut, but says in order for that to happen, housing inflation needs to settle down. He says, looking at market data on rent for new leases, it's supposed to have been falling. Goolsbee is the last to comment publicly on interest rate policy before the Fed meets for a policy meeting next week. Moody's also offered a prediction on rate cuts, saying the report on the Consumer Price Index was not all that bad, and that Fed officials know this, and will feel it's appropriate to cut rates 2 or 3 times in 2024. Moody's head of commercial real estate economics, Dr. Thomas LaSalvia, says the surge in the CPI was due to a jump in shelter inflation, thanks to rental data on single-family homes. But he says the problem has more to do with how this is calculated. He explained the problem, saying that 74% of this metric is based on something called owner's equivalent rent, which is what a homeowner would pay in rent for a home that he or she owns. It has nothing to do with actual rent levels. He says the Fed understands the nuances and expects that rate cuts will happen in 2024, probably not in June. Jobless claims were flat again at 212,000. Ongoing claims were a little bit higher than the week before, with a total of 1.8 million. But here's the unusual part of this report. 5 of the 6 past weeks have shown the exact same results for initial claims. As reported by CNBC, the unusual results have started drawing attention from people who think the Labor Department could be cooking the books. But a Labor Department spokesman says that even though it's uncommon to see so many jobless reports with the same number of initial claims, it's nothing to be concerned about. One official says it's due to low volatility for jobless benefits, combined with seasonal adjustments. While existing home sales dipped in March thanks to high interest rates, they fell 4.9% nationally, according to the National Association of Realtors. But there was one part of the nation that went in the opposite direction. NAR says that sales in the Northeast were 4.2% higher. The biggest decline was in the West at 8.2%. All cash buyers accounted for 28% of the transactions, while people investing or buying second homes accounted for 15%. 32% of sales went to first-time buyers. March was not a big month for housing starts. The National Association of Home Builders says that housing starts plummeted 14% to an annual rate of 1.3 million. As reported by MarketWatch, higher mortgage rates are pushing demand lower, so builders are scaling back. The decline is the biggest since April of 2020, when housing starts were down 27%. Building permits were also down 4.3% to an annual rate of 1.4 million. Builder confidence remained flat at 51 for the NAHB's April reading. Anything over 50 is considered positive, So you can see that builders are not feeling strongly either way, positive or negative. Mortgage rates hit the 7% mark for the first time this year. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage was up 22 basis points to 7.1%. The 15-year was also 23 points higher for an average of 6.3%. That didn't have any impact on mortgage applications for the same week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they were up 5%. Some economists believe that some buyers are worried that home prices and mortgage rates will go even higher, so they're not waiting to pull the trigger. Well, in other news-making headlines, single-family rents rose 3.4% year-over-year in February. That's according to data from CoreLogic. New York, Seattle, and Boston are topping the list, along with other cities along the coast. But for renters, rising home prices are much more prohibitive. Globe Street reports that almost 40% of renters have given up on the idea of homeownership because of the expense. Redfin's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather, says the typical down payment is about $60,000, and one in three participants in a recent survey said they would not be able to come up with that amount. The same number also said they could not afford mortgage payments, while one in five said they couldn't afford maintenance cost for a home. Another 10% said that student loans make it impossible for them to pay for a home, and 70% also said they already struggle to pay their rent. The median asking price for rent is around $2,000 a month. Monday, April 22nd, is Earth Day and a time to reflect on what's happening with our planet. May this holiday encourage you to protect your home and family from several weather events and natural disasters, and maybe even come up with a way to make your home more resilient to climate change. If you'd like to learn more about investing in real estate in areas that are less affected by storms, I encourage you to sign up for a Real Wealth membership and come to our live event in San Francisco on May 4th. We'll have five property teams giving presentations about their markets and available inventory with property management in place. We're also hosting a cocktail party in the evening as an opportunity to get to know the property teams better. You can go to newsforinvestors.com for more information about membership and our live event. Well, that's it for today. You can read more about the stories in this episode by following links in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks so much for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.